When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, it's a great Tuesday because it was a great Sunday, and it's been a great stretch. It's been a great Eagles season, and one to a certain extent that kind of came out of nowhere. Look, we'll talk about it today. There's a lot on the Eagles to do. Sixers play later tonight. It'll be without Joel Embiid. We'll get into that reality. Your phone calls on all this today, of course, at 215-592-9494. I mean, the Super Bowl feeling is in the air. It's a beautiful thing. We'll discuss it all today. Richie Rich.
No Joel Embiid.
That's right.
I hope he's all right. I really do. Joe. Butter is naturally white. I think I actually said that before. Okay. I think that might be a little bit repetitive. Butter's actually white, not yellow. Jimmy reminded me, maybe I said that before, but maybe it was also boring. What I decided to tell you instead,
okay,
in ancient Greece, writing had no space between the words.
Writing had
no space to separate the words.
Letter to
ancient
letter.
Greece.
Just boom, 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 boom.
All squished together.
Well, that's really dumb.
And
no, that's
reading it had to help people decipher what the heck was written.
Well, those people were dumb. Okay, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. There's so many ways to go here with the Eagles. But how can I even frame this here? This is a let's get on the record about how surprised we are or not show. Now, let me tell everyone something here. I am shocked by what we're seeing from the Eagles. Shocked. And obviously thrilled. I mean, look, what they're doing is incredible. The win over Baltimore, exhilarating. 10-2, an 8-game winning streak, remarkable. Today I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494 to tap into, and you can pick the time. After last year ended, the spring when they're trying to put a team together, the summer, late September, 2-2, 4-2, you know, the bye week. Tap in today to how surprised you are with what we're seeing, because there are so many aspects of this team that, to me, it almost defies logic that they've gotten here now. I mean, I know this. At the bye, or when it, what was the, James, was the bye 2-2 or 3-2?
2-2.
All right. Nobody saw an 8-game winning streak coming. 0% of people saw an 8-game winning streak coming. Johnny, your credit, you started talking about they could win the next 4 or 5. But I heard, look, we field thousands of phone calls on WIP. Not one person called and said they're about to rip off 8 in a row. Not one person said, by the way, after that, then they're going to be favored in the next 5, and they're going to win their final 13 freaking games. Nobody said it. So I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494 of what amongst all this shocks you the most. Let me tell you my answer, John, because I've got five or six things that are top of mind for me, worthy answers, but I'm going to give you my number one. That after the all-time collapse in the last half century in Philly sports, not since the 64 Phils had we seen something as ugly at the end of a year as we saw last year at the end of the Eagles season, where they were losing to bums. They were losing to the Giants. They were losing to the Cardinals. Then they faced the Bucs team. The game was over. How many times did I say in the offseason? The Eagles were dead upon arrival in a playoff game. Dead upon arrival. What has shocked me the most is, while keeping Sirianni, which was a very controversial decision, and keeping Sirianni and Hurts together, albeit with Kellen Moore in the room, but that thing of, like, let's run it back with Sirianni and Hurts, and oh, by the way, we'll do this internal of, like, whatever happened, we'll talk about it, we'll deal with it internally, and we'll get the train back on the track. I did not think they would get the train back on the track. I'm being honest with you. I didn't. And early in the year, we it didn't look like it was. I mean, it wasn't like disaster like it was at the end of December and January last year, you know, but it didn't feel good at all. And somehow this team has found a way, despite the, I mean, let me put it this way. We talk about the 64 Phils. No one ever referenced the 65 Phils. I don't know what happened to them. I know this. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't win the World Series. This Phillies team, Eagles team right now has a tremendous chance to win a Super Bowl. They very well may be the best team in football. And I will tell you, full disclosure from my end, I did not see it coming. I didn't. Now, look, I want to hear from you today, 215-592-9494. What surprises you? What shocks you the most? I'll say this. As Eagles fans, I think a lot of us are accustomed to them generally having good records because they have for most of the last 30 or 40 years and oftentimes in the Jeffrey Lurie era. So it's not a complete shock that they're good, but to be this good after what happened last year, honestly, has completely floored me. And I'm remarkably impressed with what they've done. John, what has hit you the most that has surprised you about this team?
I'm not surprised that Saquon has been awesome.
I am to this extent.
I'm not surprised
to this extent,
that
I am.
The run game has lifted the offensive performance.
Yep.
We have the best player in the NFL. It's not surprising to me that Saquon's doing what Saquon's doing. And man, our offense, we thought our offense was going to be lifting everything. We thought our offense was going to be carrying the rest of this team. What surprises me most is that our defense kicks so much ass. And I guess the nucleus, like right in the middle of it, our linebackers.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I've never seen this. I don't remember. Oh, wait, you know what? I have seen this. I played with this when I was in Philadelphia, when Trot and Carlos Emmons type play, like tough linebacker type play. That's what I'm talking about. That where linebackers are prioritized. What surprises me most about this Eagles excellence is the linebackers are such unique. They have unique skill sets. They are such ass kickers. They are so awesome together. You've got a guy who used to be lining up on the edge as an edge rusher, who's now the coverage specialist. He's your linebacker coverage guy. Think about how weird that is, man.
John, I will tell you.
That is so bizarre. And then you got N'Kobe Dean, the guy who was supposed to be too little. You know, he actually was. He actually tried and seemed too little for a season. Remember that it was like a lost season. We're wondering, when's this guy going to show up and do something? When am I going to notice him? He's so dynamic now. He explodes through backs. He loves to blitz. He loves to get in there and mess with people's minds in the A-gaps, just like Trot used to once upon a time. Mm-hmm. And then if that back blocks somewhere else, or if Coach Fangio sends him in an A-gap, man, you know, like if there's a green dog up or if he gets sent, he is going to destroy that back. He's going to run right through that back. He's going to punish that guy. I never thought in a million years N'Kobe Dean was physically capable of inflicting this sort of total damage on other human beings. Both of these linebackers are killing folks in a great way. Like football-wise, they are dominating. And the tackling, we talk all the time about how sound we are as tacklers. It all starts right there in the middle with your linebackers, the guys who are huddling guys up, the guys who are setting the example. Our inside linebackers, all of a sudden, after being ignored for 25 years, it seems like, 20 years. Well, it's been a long time.
I'll tell you this.
They're back.
It came so out of nowhere. I mean, first off, let's be real. 99% of us had never heard of Zach Bond. Never heard of him. And we all had heard about N'Kobe Dean, but almost all of us were like, maybe he gets to the point where he can hang in there. Maybe. He can be hang in there guy.
And
no
I think
one.
We all doubted.
Oh, I doubted
because
him.
He was so quiet when he had a chance to play the last time.
He did nothing in the first 2 years. He did nothing. And I didn't even think looked good in some of the training camp games.
Okay, he'll be a special teamer. I guess we'll get the most out of him that way. But, man.
I thought it was going to be a sieve at linebacker.
Making plays. Yeah. And he's dominating these backs who try to block
him. James, what has surprised or shocked you most with this football team this year?
I mean, it's what Richie, like, the defense is the most shocking thing. I get, like, they're the best defense in football. We're talking about it being the best defense we've ever seen with the Eagles. Like, we just talked
about 91.
Sorry, okay. since we were kids. Since 91. That's fair. But we're talking about being better than 04, better than 22. Like, we're talking about this defense. Like, they are the best. We came in this season like, okay, maybe they could compete, right? After last year, we'll see what happens. There's a ton of talent here. Maybe this offense will be so awesome with all this talent that this team will be great. That was the only scenario we saw to be sitting here where we are right now. And instead, it's the freaking defense that is carrying this football team. The defense and Saquon. I am, like, beyond shocked.
Well, I'll say this on the Saquon thing. John, you brought him up. I'm shocked he's this good. Here's where I was on Saquon. I'm going back to when they signed him in March and everything I said, April, May, June, July. I thought he would be very good. I did not think he would be truly great because I didn't think he had that left in him. And I certainly did not think he would be historically great in a way that we'd be talking about him maybe about to break the record for most yards ever rushing in pro football history. Like, I had that at 0%. My bingo card, 0%. Shocked by that. I thought between the injuries and the wear and tear and the age. Remember, guys, he played 6 years up in New York. So, no, I didn't see this coming.
He had multiple big injuries, injuries. Yeah.
I know he did. And what, did he only have maybe 2 seasons of 1,000 yards or something?
It's wild,
all right,
man.
Look, what has surprised you the most? I mean, look, Jalen not turning it over has been a tremendous plus. last 2 months after he, for about a 12-month stretch, had led the NFL in turnovers. There's so many aspects of this whole thing. We want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. What has surprised you? What has shocked you the most of this football team? We'll get into, obviously, the teeth of where they go from here related to the Lions and the schedule and all that stuff and the quest for the one seed. It's some fascinating stuff. That, plus the Saquon stuff and more, your phone calls. 215-592-9494. What a great time to be an Eagles fan. And I, for one, did not see it coming. If you did, crow. But I think that's a small percentage of people.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships. And that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.